Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know what something else is talking in my speaker as I'm speaking. So I don't know where it started yet, but give me 1 second so I can turn off a sound that's in my ear. Okay, there we go. Okay, so hello everyone, good evening. My name is Pat, and welcome to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week we invite various guests to come on to the show to help you, as an Avon representative, take your Avon business to the next level. If you have not done so already, I'm going to invite you to simply listen to my show and to invite others. And if you have not done so already, I'd like to invite you to simply go to our Facebook page, which is called the Avon Motivational Show, and join our Facebook page, as well as inviting others to do the same as well. If you have been following the show, you know that every first Monday, I talk about selling Avon to the skincare professional. The second week, we have a roundtable discussion with myself, Ellen, and Gail and Clark. The third week, and we'll have to get her back on, is promoting your business as a and sharing the business opportunity with friends, family, neighbors, and et cetera. And then the fourth week, we talk about skincare with Gia. So today we're going to talk about recruiting. And I give this a lot of thought. What should we actually talk about? So let me go back. Someone was trying to check. So what should we talk about? So I felt as though a lot of us don't know how to just do enough regular vending opportunities or looking for the right venue to actually go out and really market yourself. Now, what I used to do when I was on the city council, once or twice a year, I would have what's called a job fair, and actually that's how I became an Avon representative at one of my job fairs. Hader, who is my upline, she invited me to become an Avon representative, and I signed up on the spot. So she had a table as an Avon representative. Especially if it's free, I would look at your local government. Or within your local community, you see who's having a job fair. See who's sponsoring a job fair. Excuse me. Contact that person and ask them if the booth is free. And if it's free, that's excellent. If there's a small amount, like say it's $100, for example. If it's $100, then what you do, you ask two other people become partners with you, and then the three together can work the booth, give out literature, have a clipboard, and then at the end of the event, you can actually split the names. So that's one thing. The other thing you could do also is while you're, vending during the summer, because, again, we're in the summer months and, there's a lot of opportunities to vend during the summer months. One of the things you can do, you can set up a little display, and we're going to talk about that today, set up a little corner of a display on your table. And that there, you're going to have your recruiting sign up and recruiting information. Now, with that being said, what do you need to have to do effective recruiting? Well, ABLE has a lot of literature for you to use in terms of recruiting. I know that first of all, what I use when I'm gonna speak for myself, but you don't have to do what I do. What I usually do, I always usually buy the kit, one of the kits, and I use that on display because I find that people who, when they see and feel an item, they have the tendency to buy the item. So I always, invariably always, go ahead and buy a kit. Because like even when that kit is no longer the kit, because Avon, from time to time changes the kit, you can always break up the kit and resell the item that's in the kit. So you don't lose out. So I usually have the kit and I have the kit on display so people can see exactly what it is they're getting for their money. And then I explain to the I explain to them the difference in the kits and what one price versus the other, and tell them that no matter what their budget is, they can always start and whatever level they start at is okay, and then you can sign them up. I would make sure I have like a tablet with me when you are doing a recruiting. If you don't have the kit I like to have, then what I would suggest you do is take a picture. You could take a picture of the kit. I know I have. What's happening here? Oh, that's one of my A-bar helpers calling me. I have to call her back. You could take a picture of the kit and actually share that with members of your prospective recruit. And what I would do, I would go and have it laminated at Staples and put. You could have all three kits. Pictures of all three kits together, or you have like them individually, and then this way you'd be prepared to talk about it. I would have books. I would take some old books, not very old books, but maybe books that maybe one campaign or two campaigns back. I would have them prepackaged so that people who do sign up on the spot, and I would sign them up on the spot. That's why you have your tablet. I would have books, like five books already prepackaged, and I would give that to them with or a receipt book, so that because receipt books are free, so I have a ton of them. So you can give them that with a receipt book and tell them they can while they're waiting for their own kit to come in, they can start their Avon business by contacting family and friends and encourage them if you want to maybe have a grand opening show or a grand opening a grand opening for their launch for their your Avon.com website. If you have your tablet there, I would have my Avon store loaded up onto the tape so they can actually see your Avon store. In addition to that, if someone signs up, I'll have some samples. And it don't have to be a big deal. You can get those strips. Do they still have it? Let me see, because I'm actually on the Avon site right now. But then, you know, you have those perfume rolls that make wonderful, you know, that you get like a zillion of them in a box. If not, you can get the fragrance, which come like, I think, 12 in a box, I mean, on a sheet. Or you can order those little tiny mini lipsticks. You get 10 of them for $1.50. I would maybe buy maybe $10 worth of those, and then you can give those to a person who signed up as a gift. Or sometimes Avon gives us gifts, and, you know, be honest with them, that sometimes you say, oh, I'm going to do this, or I have an extra one already. You could also maybe use that as an incentive for someone to sign up. So say it's something really, really nice, you may want to say to the person, well, if you sign up today, you can get this gift. If you sign up today with the highest level of the Avon kit, you get this immediately. I'll give you this package, this gift. So you can do something like that. You want to make sure you take people's names and numbers, because sometimes people can't make the decision on the spot. That's why you want to make sure you have a clipboard. And your clipboard should have, you know, I have a clipboard, and my clipboard gives them a check-off, so they can either check off that they, you know, they're interested in selling Avon, they're interested in buying Avon, or they're interested in hosting Avon, whatever. And if they check that they, you know, they want to interested in selling or making extra money, that's what you may want to say. Then you want to make sure you contact those people within the first 24 hours. Because if you wait, they'll forget. So you want to make sure that you contact them immediately and see if you can get them to become an Avon representative. Now, not everybody is computer savvy. It's so sad, so but it is. And sometimes you may have to just, you know, suck it up and meet that person at a local Dunkin' Donuts. And that gets me to my other point. Dunkin' Donuts should be your friend. And when I say that, I say that to say that when go get one yourself, get yourself a Dunkin' Donut card from your local Dunkin' Donuts shop. And what you want to do with that card, you're going to go and make sure you go to a Dunkin' Donuts location. And there's like a 90 million Dunkin' Donuts. So no matter who you're recruiting and where she lives, I guarantee you there's a Dunkin' Donuts near her. So that's where you want to meet her at. And so while you're there, you know, you may buy yourself a cup of coffee. I would meet a person between the hours of 2 o'clock and 2 to 6. And the reason why I say that is because a lot of times Dunkin' Donuts have specials, and the specials are between 2 and 6 o'clock. And so if you want to treat that young lady to a cup of coffee or iced tea or whatever, iced coffee, you know, it wouldn't cost you as much. And then, you know, you keep Avon will keep track of, make sure you have that Dunkin' Donut card, because you can track your purchases from Dunkin' Donut. And two things, reasons why you want to do that. One, because Dunkin' Donuts will give you, they will give you, what you call it, a free beverage after, I think you get 240 points, something like that. Once you reach that goal, they will give you the Avon representative. I mean, they will give you the person, I should say, the person who bought, they will give you a free beverage. So that's one thing. And then also, you can use that as your tax write-off, which is even better. So you want to make sure you get one of those Dunkin' Donuts cards. I'm saying I'm the queen of Dunkin' Donuts, and I work by card. I'm always getting free beverages and stuff like that, especially when it's your birthday, because when your birthday, they give you a free beverage also. So, you know, make sure you get the card. This way, you know, it doesn't really cost you that much to treat, if you so desire, the prospective recruit to become an Avon representative. And then while you're there, Avon has the little small runners that you know they're really really small. I would take that and drape it on. I would sit somewhere, you know, so people can't read it. Like staff can't see me, but I would go. I would drape the little banner so that it hangs onto the side, and I'll have some books because you never know who may walk by and see. And I would get one of loose. I have the one of Lucite brochure holders, stands that they sell at. They sell them at Staples. I couldn't think of a minute. They sell them at Staples. So I would have one of those, and I'll have my books there and sitting towards the corner so it faces the people as they walk by. But you never know who in Dunkin' Donuts may be interested in Avon to, you know, the purchase. And it amazes me the number of people who I run into said that they want Avon products and they can't. They can't seem to find them. So you know, so I would make this thing really work for me by having, you know, a little setup there while you wait for the management. And when the management, somebody asks you, you know, so I'm waiting for a person here. I have a meeting scheduled. We're going to have coffee and stuff like that. And maybe it won't bother you, you know. But that wouldn't go up and tell them that, you know, if they come and approach you, that's what I would say. So then you could do your recruiting there, and you could, you know, you could explain the Avon opportunity to them, how it is, and the different ways you can make money. Because, you know, there's several ways you can make money selling Avon. They may not be privy to that, so you know you may want to share that with them as well. And then you want to make sure when you do meet with them that you do have your tablet with you, because the reason being is that you want to sign her up that day, and so that's what you would do. You would sign her up. You have her log in, and you know, you give her your code and blah 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 blah, and then she'll sign in as an Avon representative. What else is there? And then now, so those are the ways you could do that. Again, if you're vending you're just doing plain vending, then you're there to do two things: you're selling, and you are recruiting as well. If you're doing a job fair, then the only thing you're doing at a job fair is giving out brochures, because you still can have the opportunity to sell. You can't sell there, but people can go home and certainly look through your brochure and order. You can, but when you're at the job fair, your role is to recruit. Who makes the I'm going to spend these last few minutes to see how much time I have. Okay, I'm going to spend the last 2 minutes talking about who makes the best candidate. Well, everybody, to be honest with you, everybody is the best candidate to become an Avon representative. I've noticed that couples, like a husband and wife team, they do phenomenal. I don't care what business they're in. When it's a husband and wife team, they do extremely well in this Avon, in multi-level marketing business. So you want to make sure if you can get a husband and wife team, you should get them. That would be a gold mine to you. Men do phenomenal, especially when you're selling women's products and the man is halfway decent looking. Oh, my God. All he has to do is tell a woman that perfume smells fabulous on you, and she wants everything. She wants the lotion, the perfume, the powder, everything. She wants everything made by that perfume, because this handsome young man has told her they like the way that perfume smells on her. So men are, again, are good people to recruit, young and old. Once you have your people recruited, you want to make sure you stay in contact with them by email. I put everybody in my email data list. They get an email blast from me once a month. They are notified about the A1 Motivational Radio Show each week. That's one. And even and I hope that they all know that they can communicate with me at any time. You'll find that sometimes A1 reps don't, you know, do recruit. They don't want to communicate with you, and that's okay. In fact, that's actually perfect because you don't have to worry about, you know, trying to dissell them behind the dude. So if they don't want, if they don't want to communicate with you, then that's fine. The more the better, less work for you, as long as they know that they can call upon you whenever there's a need or a problem. So you know, always stay in touch with them, and you can do that by in your back office, where you can send emails that's already pre-written, or if you just want to simply, you know, call yourself, you can do that as well. Let's see. So I think I covered everything in terms of recruiting. It really behooves you to share the opportunity with others because once a month, you know, not once a month, but every so often, you will receive an email from Avon stating that they have different types of opportunities for incentives, and you want to make sure, you know, you want to keep abreast of those incentives because a lot of times those incentives really benefit the person who you are recruiting, and they're usually time sensitive, so you want to make sure you save and share those opportunities with the people that you are recruiting. I tell you, this is you're leaving money on the table because, as I started to say before, every so often Avon will provide you with it was not every so often, but when receiving your checks, you receive in your bank account, because Avon doesn't sell the send checks out anymore. You receive in your bank account the a recruitment check, and that's what you're not seeing right now. Only thing you're being privy to is the Avon commission that you're getting for selling Avon. You sell something for 40% off, and that's what your commission is. But you're missing out on the recruiting check. And I have to say, my recruiting check goes into my directly into my bank account that I really don't use. And every so often, I'll go to see how much I have in that account, and I am like pleasantly surprised at the amount of money that I have stashed away into that account. So that's, you know, it's a good way of saving, but certainly it's a good way of earning extra money. And you don't want to leave money on the table by not recruiting. It really behooves you to share the business opportunity with people. And also one thing I want to say to you is that when you do share the opportunity with other people in becoming an Avon representative, it also allows you as the recruiter to get together with your downline, and and work the business together. You may want to share a booth together. You may want to do the recruiting thing I said together. You may want to, some Avon representatives like to go out in the street and just give out, hand out brochures at a local corner or a local store, or whatever. You can do that with your Avon business partner. So that within itself is absolutely phenomenal. So I think I've covered everything, and I hope that you find this talk to be very helpful. And next week we will have Skincare by Galen Clark, and I hope you listen to it, and also to share it with members of your upline and downline. And also, that show is a very good show for you to have your members of your customer base listen, particularly those who you want to be trying to get them involved or get them to want to use the Avon skincare line. And you feel like you're not quite versed on the product, that's a great opportunity for them to listen to that particular show. Okay, so with that, I'm going to close the show, and I hope you have a great week. Make it happen. Place those Avon orders. Father's Day is... Did we pass that? Oh, Father's Day just passed. So for those people who did not buy their father's gift, their gift yet, they can tell them, to let those people know that you are available and that you still have the product available. And then also something that a lot of people do, and we're coming up close to it, is Avon. We have the Christmas in July. So that's very, very exciting. And you may want to do some kind of a promotion for that. And you have the whole month of July to discuss that and plan and promote it. And probably during the roundtable discussion, which will be the second week of July, we will talk about we'll talk a little bit more about Christmas in July. Okay, so with that, everyone, I hope you have a wonderful week. And excuse me. Sell, and make it happen. Good night, everyone.